Julia Lyles comes to us from England. She's going to talk to us in the way that we used to talk and how we have deformed English. We'll hear the real perfect English from her. So if Julia come up, she's going to go to Cambodia as a missionary of Things to Come mission, and we thank the Lord that she's here to share with us.
Thank you, Sam, and thank you all for your patience and acceptance of my wonderful British accent. It's wonderful to be here, and I really appreciate the opportunity, and amazing to see such a huge fellowship and a beautiful building, and it's just really exciting for me coming from sunny England to these parts and just get excited with the fellowship and those who love and are passionate about the grace message and sharing that. I'm just going to read a verse from Romans 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. That's a huge, something that we really can aspire to be and to do, is to live our bodies as to use our bodies as a living sacrifice to God, and that of course encompasses everything. And kind of to me, that's what missions is, or missions life is, giving everything of ourselves. But obviously that is a massive journey, and this is certainly my first step. So I'm off to Cambodia in August this year, Lord willing, after my sister has her baby. So I'll be heading out there. This is my first full-on committed missions trip. So I'm really delighted, again, to be part of Things to Come mission and be part of the work out there. If I have the next slide, please. Oh, there it is. So Chim Lip Sua is the greeting in Cambodia. They speak the Khmer language. You can see the little pointer up there where Cambodia is. So I'm a long way from home. I'm kind of between the States and Cambodia. So it's exciting. I'm from the UK to the USA to the SEA. So get your tongue around that. I'll be heading out to work with Filipinos who are already there. They're part of Things to Come mission. And they have been planted a church. They've been there for 8 years. I'll be working in the city alongside them, trying to develop what's there at the moment. It's a city church, but it is made up of villages. So we want to change that demographic and see people from the city actually participating in the church. But the work is healthy and it's growing, so it's really exciting. We're also going out into the villages, and we're working among Buddhist communities, which is a fascinating challenge. I encourage you all to read up on Buddhism. Apparently, the largest Buddhist mission training center is in the USA. So we do have our work cut out for us here, as well as overseas, so you can really help me out with that. We do a lot of work, English teaching, Bible training, discipleship, evangelism, computer classes, a variety of things. I will be adding to that, I think. I've got a background in performing arts and also martial arts and any other bizarre arts that I can get my hands on and share in order to get the gospel out there. I think what's really exciting is that God has gifted all of us very, very differently for a very good reason, because there's somebody that he already has waiting for us to bring this message, or there's a people group that are just desperately seeking. And we can be part of that, and that's such a blessing. It's so exciting. And wherever you are placed or based, whoever you're praying for, it was really moving to see all the nations represented. And that's really exciting that we are a part of that, and we are the body of Christ, and we're members in particular. And again, we just really thank you for having us here. And I've got lots more to share later. You can certainly come and ask me any questions, even if it's about what time we have tea and crumpets. So I'm looking forward to going out, and I know it's going to be a challenge. I've got the language learning, that's a big thing. I have to adjust my stomach to eating bugs, which I'll be sharing with the kids shortly. Very exciting. There's lots going on out there. Human trafficking is huge in this part of the world, but let's not be ignorant. It's also massive in the UK and also in the USA. And Love 146 is a wonderful anti-human trafficking charity that I've already had involvement with, and I'm hoping to work alongside encouraging them. But our main focus is to plant churches and keep evangelizing. We've got a wonderful city missions where we're going out into the people's workplace because, sadly, they're not coming to us. So we're having to go out and reach out to them in that way. But there's been incredible contacts with persecuted who have converted from Buddhism to Christianity. And it's wonderful to see God's light shine in the darkness. And that's a huge prayer point. If you could just keep praying for our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world, then that would really make a difference to them. And it will make a difference to us in how we connect with people. So really, I just want to encourage you, keep sharing, because this message is too good and too precious to hold on to. We've really got to get it out there and share it with others. And to see that transformation in our own lives is incredible. So keep reflecting back on how God has blessed you. But then do share that either in testimonies or just sharing with people in the supermarket. I know in the UK we have a lot of opportunities to share on the buses and the tube in London, whereas here it's maybe a bit more of a challenge to share on the streets, but I encourage you to do it. We all like to eat in restaurants, so just leave a little something on the side, maybe a little tract, but really just be encouraged to keep sharing the message because it's super precious. Thank you very much.